Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, we are discussing nicknames.
The longest time when I was growing up, my siblings would call me Bugs Bunny. Like, really?
To your own advantage. You can gain popularity off of it like I did. I'm the success story of nicknames.
Well, a nickname is added to or substitute for the proper name of a person, a place, or somebody. So, tonight on Let's Talk, we will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Well, it's time now to welcome to the show my colleague, Kathy Stanley. Welcome aboard, Kathy.
Thank you, Sunday. Good to be here.
You're always welcome. And, of course, a Yali fellow, Mandela Washington fellow, all the way from Lesotho, Tato. Welcome aboard, Tato.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tato. Well, nicknames is the topic tonight, and stay tuned for that. What's my name? Oh, no, no. What's my name? I've seen that nicknames are so much preferred by so many people. For whatever reason, I don't know, but they know. So, I spoke to Esther Membe and I wanted to know, how do people react to nicknames?
Well, it depends on who has filled the name, I think.
Okay.
Usually, you'd find you have nicknames from childhood. Those ones are usually well accepted,
yeah.
Non-offensive.
Okay.
But nicknames, it's come later on in life. It depends on how it came about. Sometimes it's very damaging to the ego.
Uh-huh.
So it depends. It depends.
It all depends, huh?
Yeah, it depends.
Okay. Like for yourself, I'm sure you had a nickname or you have one. What do you think about your nickname, if you have one?
Nah.
You don't?
Let me see. There's nothing. No, I don't. Nothing I like, you see?
Oh, nothing you like?
About names that people give you when you're all grown.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to repeat on this show.
So you don't like those, eh?
Nah, I'm okay with that.
Well, I remember the one I was given in a very young age with my aunt. I didn't really like it.
Huh?
But it looks like, for some reason, the ones you don't like, they stick. Don't you think so?
They really stick. They really, really do. They really do.
I know. I mean, it's crazy. But hey, what can you do with that? But sometimes it's also good to have nicknames.
Well, sometimes I guess it's okay. I think I prefer the kind of names where it's just shortening your own name.
Uh-huh.
Not like wearing something completely different.
Like the rappers. Yeah.
For the longest time when I was growing up, my siblings would call me Bugs Bunny. Like, really? And
wow.
That's because like my two front teeth were quite big at that time.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it.
Okay. Who will? You know?
Someone would thank. Thank God, either they've shrunk or I've grown. So whatever, at least I know I look okay now.
So because you used to be really small, huh? And skinny, something like that?
I was the tiniest.
And no matter what you ate, you still stayed that way, huh?
I tell you.
But things change, you know, when you grow up, you're full grown and everything is different. So hey.
Yeah, when you're all grown, things are so different. You find sometimes people would give a name. Rather very flattering, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's all I'm saying. It depends on how it affects someone's ego.
Right. That's
if someone's
true.
Gonna call you Mr. Handsome, like, hello, who's gonna know?
Who doesn't like that?
You know?
I know. You will say, you know what? I'm gonna grow with that name. So it all depends. What is that name? That is the question, huh?
Exactly. That's what I was saying. You know, it depends on how it affects your ego.
Uh-huh.
If it's going to make you feel good, most likely you will even offer it when no one's asking.
I like that. You will offer it, huh?
Like, yeah, meet me. I'm the money spinner. Like, who asked you?
I know, right? That's right, Esther.
Thank you, Esther Mimbe. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing nicknames. Somebody said this. Behind most rappers is an intriguing stage name. And rappers tend to stick to short rap monikers if their names aren't short. Such was the case for Eminem. Originally, he went by his initials M and M. However, for the name of Marshall Mathers. Did you know that?
I do.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
But later he changed it to Eminem. Okay? So these are for the rappers. They enjoy that. You know, you have 50 Cent. That is not his real name.
Exactly.
His name is Curtis Jackson.
Exactly.
So this is for them. I guess it works out because their stage names and everything. What about the rest of us?
You know, I think most people have nicknames. Think about it. Your family gives you a nickname.
Oh, yeah. My family gave me a nickname.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
A lot of people get nicknames according to how they look. Maybe in high school you get a nickname.
Oh, yeah. And you know, with my name Sunday, you know better how it was in high school. Everybody was playing with this name.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
I'm telling you, some people call me Sunny Day or whatever. They just gave me all kinds of things. But I'm like, okay, I don't worry about it.
But Sunday is a nice name. That's a pretty cool name.
And I can't complain. I love that name, too. But I'm okay with it.
For a minute there, I thought... Is that a nickname?
You see?
Whose name is that on Sunday? Like, what, Sunday?
You didn't even know, right?
Yeah, so I really
thought it was a nickname.
I really thought it was a nickname.
I can't blame you. And some people, they ask me, is that the Sunday ice cream? I said, no. That
Sunday,
is not the one.
Sunday
the day. Okay? But anyway, Tato, tell me, what do you think your experience with nicknames in the part of southern part of Africa? What are the names you know out there? I believe there's so many names, African names, or whatever names.
Okay, what really happens is with Africa, I don't know if that's the case with the rest of Africa, but in my world, in my Africa,
mm-hmm. in your Africa, the southern part of Africa,
mm-hmm. especially Lesotho, what happens is we name children, or we are named as children, because. Of there is something that happened at that particular time when this child was born. That if someone was born on the day when it was raining, they'd be called Mapula. Pula meaning rain, you know?
Okay.
So that's how we get our names.
Okay.
If someone was born at the time when there was death in a family, there will be Malifu, Lifu meaning death. You understand? So it's just a name, and that's the traditional way of naming people. But then as a parent, you want something gentle that you want to address this daughter of yours. So if it's she's named because there was death in her family, obviously you don't want to call her that. So they start calling them no, Nunu, Palesa, no. If it's Palesa means flower. If that is the name, it's Pali, it's Lolo. But the majority of the time, the name doesn't have anything to do with the original name, you know? But with other names, the nickname comes out of the original name.
That's true.
I am Tato.
You've
they
seen
call
that.
Me Tay. Like, everybody calls me Tay.
Oh, okay.
Tay. On radio, I'm Tay. I'm Tato or Tay.
I know somebody called Caleb and they call him Kali. What about you, Kathy Stanley? Tell us about the American culture with these nicknames. What are these names out there that people would always hear in America?
You know, I think people choose nicknames because they want something cooler
mm-hmm.
than the illegal name.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay.
They want something short,
mm-hmm.
something cool, something catchy,
mm-hmm.
especially the entertainers.
Oh, yeah.
And think of the sports figures.
Mm-hmm.
You got Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Shaq. Oh, Shaq.
Shaq. You know what I mean?
Shaq.
I think it's, a short name is really cool. You know what else I heard? I heard if you have a short nickname that your person's going to make more money.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I've heard.
Okay. Now, that's weird. That's really weird. And the very funny thing about nicknames is I think it has gone to an extent where it doesn't really make sense no more. Because
why?
There are those people that would have nicknames like Sweet Lips something something.
Oh, yeah. And oh, those ones now?
What is that? Sweet Lips something something.
Those are stages someplace else.
Those are your longer
nicknames. Okay.
Exactly. Longer
nicknames. What kind of a long nickname is that?
But where do these nicknames come from?
That's the question.
I think they come from family. They come from friends.
Mm-hmm,
think about it.
Like his son was naming people out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So family, friends will come up with names. I've been one of them people coming up with names. I've been told that before, but I'm like, okay, I just like giving people names. And for me, it works this way. If I call you KT, like Kathy, I will remember KT more than Kathy.
So really?
to me, it works like I remember somebody by a certain nickname I just gave them.
That's true.
And I think it also carries a little bit of emotion.
Uh-huh.
Like someone I don't have many enemies for that matter, but someone that I don't like I wouldn't nickname that person.
Because so that they don't know
if
that
it's
you're talking
Jason
about.
And I don't like Jason, like you're Jason. But if it was someone that I really liked, it could be Jay.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Jay. So for me, really, it comes with a little gentleness and some affection towards that particular name.
Okay, yeah. I got you very well. Well, this is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington studio with Kathy, Stanley, and Tato. Right now, we are discussing nicknames. Well, I'm trying to find out, is there something like crazy nickname or cute nickname or funny? And I spoke to my colleague, Caleb Getacho, and first I wanted to know if he has a nickname.
Yeah, in fact, in elementary school, they used to call me Furby.
Oh my goodness, what does that mean?
So Furby was these McDonald toys. They had big ears that used to stick out. And when I was a kid, in fact, I used to have big
really?
Ears. Yeah, exactly.
So they just say you're Furby, man. Did you ever like that name, or how was it for you, my friend?
It was pretty interesting because I got really popular out of it.
Oh, really?
Like all the girls and everything, we used to call me Furby and everything, so...
So I kind of liked it, huh?
I liked the fame. Yes.
So this nickname led to some kind of a fame that you liked it.
Yeah,
but you see, with nicknames, man, some people get hurt. Some people like them.
Exactly.
Some people don't.
Exactly.
There's so much effect with nicknames that we see every day, right?
Mm-hmm. See, you have two options. You can actually, you can either take the nickname as an insult, or you can take it as constructive and use it to manipulate it to be productive for yourself. So
and
you can
to
use
your own advantage.
To your own advantage. You can gain popularity off of it like I did. I'm the success story of nicknames.
Of nicknames. I can see that.
Yeah.
We need to put this story out there that, you know what? You can take it positive and make something out of it.
Absolutely.
And why is that you feel like when you go to places, you see these people with nicknames for some reason? Do you think some people use these as code names to do things that they don't want some people to know? Oh, it's just a way of life. Every day we have to do it.
It can be used as a code name, like you said.
Okay. Yeah. At the same time, what about those people who think that nicknames are always cool? But I don't think that is the case. Do you think that is the case?
I mean, it's not always. It depends on how you take it. Like I said, me being called Furby could have been taken two ways. I could have been taken as a negative, and it would have been an insult to me, and I would be feel down about it. I'd feel depressed. But it turned out to be a positive. So there's two aspects of nicknames, totally dependent on how you take it, as an insult or as productive.
So it is definitely up to you at the end of the day.
Up to you.
And before you go, tell me something. Why do rappers like nicknames? We don't see all the rappers have the nicknames.
It's marketing. It's an easy marketing technique.
Really?
Yes. You will definitely remember Lil Wayne rather than Robert Johnson, whatever his real name is. It's catchy. It's fun. And it's definitely highly marketable.
So yeah. It's this business strategy on the other way.
It is a business strategy.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think I need a nickname for my, like, if I'm going to do radio or something. Can you come up with one for me?
So it's not going to be Fabby.
No, it's not going to my name. Yeah, it's not going to be
gone.
Furby.
Yeah. That is gone in old
school. I don't have big ears anymore. My ears don't stick out. I grew into my ears. My head got bigger.
And that character is not popular between the age groups like you have
right now. It's dead now. Nobody knows what Furby
is. Who is Furby? So you need a new one, right?
I need a new one.
Okay. I'll work on finding one for you, bro.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Slick
so
Kane. See, yours is easily marketable. Your name is Sunday.
Right.
That's
right.
Perfect.
It's perfect for me, right?
Perfect. You're a lucky guy.
Thank you, Caleb Getacho. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing nicknames. Now back to you guys. Kathy, you have mentioned something before here in a discussion that you find some people talking about big something, little something, and this,
something.
This is mostly in America.
That is true. That is
with true. Those nicknames out there. So do you think there's something like a funny nickname or a crazy one or a cute one?
Like we discussed earlier, mm-hmm. You know, somebody's always called Big Somebody. Mm-hmm. Like we said, Big Joe. Mm-hmm. Even Big E, mm-hmm. rapper Big E.
Yeah. I know.
And then you have Little. Am I correct?
Yeah. Lil Wayne.
Lil John.
Lil John. Look, or Lil Kim.
Yeah.
And then it's not Little. I think we're saying it
uh-huh.
proper.
Right. Lil.
It's kind of Lil. You got to know how to say it.
There's a swag in there.
Exactly.
So there's something coming up with that. Okay, I got you. But for you, Tato, when you go out there, you name people out there. So do you think that if somebody is your enemy, having a nickname, is that helping you? Or what is the purpose of that? And is this only happening to women mostly? Because you might have competition between yourselves?
Having a nickname for that particular person?
Uh-huh.
First and foremost, I wouldn't have a nickname for someone I don't like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like even if they had a nickname that everybody was using, like why would I use that? Like I don't like you. Why should I use your nickname? So if you're Sunday uh-huh. and they call you Sunny and I don't like you, you are Sunday. That's it. Because by calling you Sunny, it's like me acknowledging you and appreciating and it can't work for me.
You don't want to do that.
And yeah. So, and the other thing that I realize is the majority of the time, mm-hmm. girls are the ones that love nicknames and mm-hmm. girls are the ones that are nicknames.
Mm.
And with guys, the cute ones, you know, they are the ones that get
cute.
Cute ones, yeah. They're the ones that get nicknames. Mm. I don't know where they get them from. Maybe from us ladies.
Yeah,
know?
I guess.
And I really don't know. But with the not so popular one in the looks department, they have nicknames, but they are the type of nicknames that the guys don't like.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, because it could be like Big Headed Sunday. And then, okay, there's this guy that we met and mm-hmm. he had braces. And okay. He was just all over. You know, he was that forward and annoying in some way. So they gave him a nickname and we called him KB because he was from Kenya. So we called him Kenyan braces. So it was KB. You understand?
The nicknames can be mean though, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what I think.
They could be mean.
They can be mean.
He was KB. Like everybody, like when we say KB, they know we're talking about we don't even call him his name. We name him Kenyan braces, that's long, and then we shorten it to KB.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
His name is Thomas.
Wow. And did he know it?
No, he didn't.
No. He had no idea.
Which, you know, I had a friend in high school, and his name was Goofy.
Uh-oh, really?
Is that odd? Of course, that
very
was
odd.
That was his nickname.
Okay, that was
his
nickname.
And he was okay with that.
No, really?
He was okay. But then, as he grew older, you know, I guess you grow out of your nicknames, too, man.
Mm-hmm. Some people do.
Yeah, you do grow out of them. But that was his nickname, and he was okay with it. And now you think back, that was kind of mean.
You guys read good for him.
I think the cool thing is when they give you a nickname that you don't like, don't take offense.
But don't you see, I've seen this with people. When you get a nickname that you don't like, it sticks. Didn't you see that?
That's what I'm saying. Don't take offense.
It does stick.
Pretend to be okay. Pretend to be okay with it. Uh-huh. It's not exciting.
Yeah, then nobody would be worrying about it.
Yeah, because it's more like when I tell you something that I did
mm-hmm.
that's bad, it's not news anymore. You can't gossip about it because you heard it from me.
Right,
you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So if people give you a name and you don't like it, don't show them that you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes away.
I know.
Like way, 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 way quickly. And then other nicknames are given by certain actions.
Because true. You did something. Yeah. Exactly.
Because there's a guy.
That's true.
There's a guy who used to pass gas. Like, that guy passed a lot of gas.
Oh, my gosh.
And what did you guys call him?
What did you call him?
They call him Squinch.
Oh.
And he doesn't like the name.
Yeah,
and he's married now with a family and kids, and we still call him that.
Oh, no. That is not funny. That is not funny. And he would never love it.
No, he doesn't.
And you see, when he doesn't like it, he keeps sticking.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Because it's emotional. You cannot say, I will ignore it.
You know, something you don't like, you don't like. No, you don't.
And people realize you don't like it. So it's going to be easy to stick than to take it away from you.
That is true. But again,
it's hard.
You can outgrow it.
As you say.
You can outgrow a nickname.
It's possible. That's, yeah, it's possible.
And you can change it. Think about it.
Absolutely.
Snoop Dogg.
Yes, Snoop Dogg.
Hasn't he changed his name several times? I don't know. Was it Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg. It was Snoop.
Then
he had it, the Doggy Dog.
Mm-hmm. The Doggy Dog.
We are at Lion
Snoop
now.
Dog, now it's Lion.
We are at Lion.
Lion.
But the Lion is not even popular.
That's what I'm saying.
The Lion is not
even
popular,
right? Not so many people know that. But he changed it. So you can change the destiny of your nickname.
Yeah. Like with... With Puff Daddy,
mm-hmm.
Nobody
same
calls
thing.
Him Puff Daddy anymore.
You're right.
That's PDD.
PDD.
And we
that's
call
right.
him that. PDD. Yeah.
So people can do it.
That is true.
I guess it's up to you how you maybe you carry yourself or how you put it out there. So it's always up to you. Anyway, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Now, one thing I want to ask you guys. If today you find out that your son, your daughter, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, someone who's really close to you, has been given a nickname and you didn't even know about it. Are you going to be upset with you, Tati?
It depends.
On what?
On what kind of a nickname that is.
Okay.
Because if it's a nickname based on an action which was kind of embarrassing,
mm-hmm.
obviously that says is not a cool nickname. Yeah.
And you'll be very upset.
I'll be very upset.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll think the world is so cruel.
Exactly.
But if it's a nickname that just maybe he plays football, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they call him that because of the speed or his excellence in the sport, I'm okay. Or if it's because of his looks, which are good for that matter, I'm okay. But if I learn that he has a nickname because
he did something very embarrassing.
Or because of his looks. Like mm-hmm. there was this guy back home.
Mm-hmm.
He was so dark. Like he was black. Black like navy blue. Okay. So there's this shoe polish. It is called Kiwi.
I know Kiwi.
You know,
yeah,
Kiwi. Yeah.
Got...
He was called Kiwi. We still call him Kiwi.
Today,
so I would take offense.
That's mean.
I would take
offense.
I think
offense. That's mean.
You know?
Oh,
Kathy, that is mean, right?
That is
I really, really take offense. There's this other guy, his lips are always so dry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know the effect of paraffin on skin?
Yeah.
What it does? Like, it leaves you like dry, mm-hmm. dry, pale. So because of those lips, we call him paraffin.
Oh, no.
And like, I would really take offense, you know. I would really take offense. Like,
you know, nicknames can really hurt you.
Can really hurt
like,
you,
deeply
right?
hurt you.
And I know that. And that's why some people can take that. Some people cannot even take
that is,
it.
That is true.
And is this like a female... or a male-dominated thing that we have nicknames out there. We like to do those. Or this is just something that goes to anybody.
I think it goes to anybody. If you think about females and males have nicknames. And I think, like I was saying earlier, most people have nicknames. Do you?
Of course I do. I grew up with a lot of nicknames. One was them was Sunny Day, and I didn't like it.
Back home, it's bad in high school. Like, that is the level.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, I think it's equal, you know, with males and females.
I think it's
because
equal.
The males, you know, the males at high school level are so intimidating because they want to be, they play king. Mm-hmm. You don't even know who made them king. Like, they want you, and if they don't get you, they give you a nickname. And if they think you're cute, then they give you a nickname too. So whatever is happening, you have a nickname.
That's true.
If you're too smart, you have a nickname.
Oh, yeah.
If you're dumb, you have a nickname. With the girls,
everybody,
you know,
everybody has a nickname.
Can you imagine in Tanzania, even the country has a nickname? Did you ever think that? The
country has a nickname.
The country's, name Tanzania.
They do.
There's a nickname for the country.
Mm-hmm. We have it.
What is it?
Bongo.
Bongo. Okay,
That's for Tanzania?
Bongo. Yeah, for Tanzania.
Okay.
And what it means is brain.
Okay.
Because they say the survival is so tough. You gotta be smart to survive. So
it's sad at the same time.
That's what they mean.
It's sad at the same time.
Yeah. No.
But now that you mention it, cars have nicknames.
Oh yeah.
Am I right?
People
name their cars.
BMW, they say be my wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you just give her a name. You might just give your car a name.
In South Africa it's a Gusheshe.
Oh yeah? What is that? What kind of car is Gusheshe?
It's a BMW.
Okay.
I don't know if it's 318 or the model before, like the Matchbox? That's another nickname.
Matchbox. I know.
But you know what I read in South Africa is it's true that the taxis have nicknames. Taxis have certain names.
Yeah, they do. They do. Like the old ones. I don't know if they were called Super 18 or something, but we call them Makokopele. You don't even trust that you get to your destination in that taxi.
Oh, because you don't know.
You know. Wow. You don't know. Like, you are there and praying that may I get where I'm going on time. And you know you have to be extra cautious when you get onto the taxi because you might come out of that taxi naked.
Wow.
Because your clothes were torn by the chairs. It happened to me one time.
Really?
New chairs torn. And
the
they don't even apologize. Yeah, it was a Makoropere. Nickname to the taxi.
Hey, be careful with that Makoropere, okay? Kathy, be careful with Makoropere.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, with Kathy Stanley and Tato. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Peace, we'll be back again. Thanks, and that's it for our show on nicknames. A big thank you to our guest tonight, and also a big thank you to my colleague Kathy Stanley.
Thank you, Sunday.
Thank you for coming again.
Oh, anytime.
And of course, our Mandela Washington fellow, Tato. Welcome back.
Thank you. Anytime for you, Sunny.
All right. That is
Sunny
not
Day.
My name.
I like that, man.
It's a nickname.
And she wanted
that's
to stick
Sunny
to me.
Day.
Yeah, it won't stick. That won't stick. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues in the studio. Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC. For another discussion, for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. And our topic next week will be blind dating. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Budu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC. right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.